nearly 10 to 4, and we are absolutely honored and delighted and excited to have in studio with us Dr. Kenneth Meshwe, the leader of the ACDP,
the African Christian Democratic Party.
And thank you for being with us today here on Chai FM.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're going to have a difficult time today because this man sitting opposite me today is a political fundi, a political guru. So that's, I'm going to let him do the grilling.
If I survive parliament, I can survive anything.
I want to talk about that first, Dr. Meshwe. You've got the record, right? You started the party in 93, just before the first democratic elections in 1994.
Correct.
And you have been, your party's been represented in parliament since then. You've been the head of the party since then. You've been in parliament since then.
Correct.
And there's no one else, is there? I mean, apart from there's some stalwarts maybe from the ANC. Certain ministers come to mind, like Minister Khadebe and Mkhize and people like that. I'm not even sure if Dr. Mkhize has been in parliament since 94.
Yeah?
But he
has not been there for that long. He was in KwaZulu-Natal legislature.
Wow. So you, I want to, we've looked at the website, we've read through the manifesto, there's some interesting stuff. When I try and see what's unique specifically to the ACDP's position, the one thing which I like, but I have a dog in the fight because my wife is a lawyer, is that your party wants to commute or convert practical experience so that aspiring candidate attorneys don't have to sit for articles.
Well, we do, but we think that the experience that they can get in practically being on the job, I think it's much more important to us. And that's why we are taking that position.
I hear you. And I think that's part of the debate of higher education in general. How do we bridge the gap from your degree or your diploma into actual work experience? Dr. Meshwe, you get this a lot, but let me ask the question. And I know you can handle it. Nothing's too hard if you've been in parliament. Why should we vote for the ACDP? Why should I, as a South African, or my multiple identities, I'm an observant Jew, but I'm also South African. I also believe in the Constitution. And as our previous guest said, I'm a bit confused about how to vote, who to vote for at the moment. I know how to vote. I know when to vote, but who do I vote for?
You know, because I'm speaking to the Jewish community.
Yes.
I would love the Jewish community to support the ACDP. Vote for the ACDP, because there are very few politicians in the world, very few political organizations in the world who stand uncompromisingly, unashamedly in defense of the right of the Jewish people to have their own homeland. And we are the only ones who says the world and the United Nations are hypocritical. Hypocritical because while they defend the right of others to live, they agree with those who are talking about exterminating Israel. They are in agreement with those who say Israel must be wiped up from the face of the earth. So anybody, particularly those who call themselves Christians, who'd agree with such a position, I do not hesitate to say they're hypocrites. Everybody and every nation has the right to exist. Whether we agree with them or not, nobody has the right to wipe any nation on earth. I would defend any nation. If it's threatened with extinction, I would defend it.
Okay.
It's a remarkably brave approach to take in this day and age. Just yesterday, I think there was an article about a delegation of certain Christians, I'm not exactly sure whom, who had come back with very, very unfavorable reports of Israel. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to hear that you're taking a very different approach.
You know, I said to some of my friends, Jewish friends, who are concerned about, I think there's going to be a protest or a decision by the University of Cape Town to boycott even academic relations with Israel.
Yeah.
And I said to them, rather than being worried about that, I would say to them, if they are able to do that, it will last for a few months. Because I'm expecting after the 8th of May, regardless of what the media says, the ANC has done too much damage to this country. And I don't believe the ANC would get 50%. We will become part of a new government that will reverse that, because the technology that Israel has is desperately needed in South Africa. If we are going to put the interests of our people before politicking, then we will shake hands, lock arms, and work with anybody who has the answers to what our needs are. And we believe that the technology that Israel has, among the best, is among the best in the world. And South Africa definitely needs Israeli technology. And having said that, one of my dreams is that once South Africa has a government that has relations with Israel, we will influence Africa to do the same. In the 60s, much of Africa had strong economies and strong currencies. Many of these countries that I personally have spoken to, citizens, they say in the 60s, their currencies were either equal to the US dollar or they were stronger than US dollar. There was a time in South Africa when the three US dollars equal to one rand. And during that time, when you look at all these countries I'm mentioning whose currencies were stronger than or stronger or equal to the US dollar, the common denominator there was relations with Israel. While people might not understand or agree with spiritual things, the fact is that the promise that God gave to Abraham when he said, I will bless those who bless you, curse those who curse you. And then all nations, I mean, it says all nations will be blessed through you. Africa has an example of being blessed, strong economy, strong currencies. Why? Because of relations with Israel. That is why for us, when you are part of government, it's going to be a priority for the sake of the needy that we see in our communities.
So, Dr. Moshoe, I'd like to ask a slightly more difficult question, because there's certain parallels. You've had a long, unbroken, illustrious career as a parliamentarian. I wanted to ask a bit about that, but the more pressing question, and I'm just thinking about some other politicians who've got similar experience to you. Mr. Buthelezi, the question of succession for the IFP has risen again. The National Freedom Party has re-registered with Ms. Kwamsibi Msimang. And the questions are whether she's going to be succeeded. Do you have any plans? What does the future hold for the party and for you and the relationship between the two?
Okay. For me, until I see South African relations with Israel restored, I'm not ready to quit.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're saying we're going to have this conversation next, probably sometime again in 2024, and you'll be doing 30 years in Parliament. Or maybe the relations will improve before then.
You know, by 2024, I will, if the ACDP is not in government, I will buy you lunch for 3 months.
Okay.
And if we are, then you buy me lunch for 3 months.
For 3 months every day. I think that's actually a safe bet, Dr. Mishra. I won't lie to you. I've got an article coming out, I don't know when, in the next week or two. It's actually on the IFP. It's not on the ACDP. So now I'm getting confused.
I just wanted to pick up on that, Doctor. You mentioned something about you weren't 100% sure in your guts that the ANC would make 50% this year.
I'm 100% or 80%, but I'm definitely sure the ANC will not make the 50%.
It's just interesting because every poll that I've read seems to, I just don't understand what else they have to do to lose support. That's what kind of blows me away. We're sitting in the most awful, miserable time this country's had in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe because I'm not black and I don't understand it. Maybe because liberation politics didn't play a role in my life, that I haven't felt a sense of almost born loyalty to the ANC who gave me my freedom. Maybe it would be different. If I was black, I don't know.
Well, I don't think so. I'm black. But I'm saying, I have a mind. I can think for myself. And there are many black people who support the ANC who are now thinking for themselves, who are in business, small businesses, and their businesses are failing.
Yeah.
Now you hear the Minister of Public Enterprises say, I don't have an answer for you now. Maybe between 10 and 14 days, I'll give you an indication of when load shedding is going to end. What is load shedding doing to the country? The impact it has on families, the impact that it has on businesses. Surely you cannot tell me that 60% voters in South Africa are saying it's fine, we can live with this for another 10 years. It cannot be, because everybody agrees that the problems are so massive, the challenges are so massive, that it is going to take years. So do they want to live for years in this, under these conditions? I don't agree with that. That's why I say I cannot believe that the ANC can have 50%, because people want the problem of Eskom to be corrected. And ANC is the one that messed up Eskom by shielding people that were corrupt.
Yeah.
So they caused the problem. So they cannot repair the problem, because as they have shielded corrupt people in the past, what guarantee do we have that in future they won't shield corrupt people? On their list right now, they have people who are corrupt.
I was going to ask you.
So they are protecting them. Okay. So there is no evidence that these people are serious about eradicating corruption in South Africa. So they must be replaced. And I'm sure voters are intelligent enough to say we cannot go on like this.
On a personal note, I mean, I was thinking, I was one of those who thought maybe, given the dynamic in the country, we needed a strong ANC to counter an EFF, and that would be where my vote would go. This, but then their list came out.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and there just doesn't seem to be a willingness to recognize that there's culpability for what happened.
Yeah, you know, we have some former EFF members in our party who said the EFF we started with is not the same as what we're hearing. We don't like their war talk.
Yeah.
We want peace in the land. So there are many even EFF members. I hear the media say they predict they were going to double. I need to be convinced. When I see thousands of people in a stadium, people say, wow, look how many people. I ask the question, how many people are not there?
Yeah.
You say, wow, to what you see, but how many are not there? How do you know that those that are there could be 50% of their support? And the rest of the people say, we don't want to do anything with them. So EFF and ANC are not going to increase. They are going to decline.
Dr. Meshwe, what a privilege to have had you in studio. Thank you for taking the time out. The time has gone 5 o'clock, which means we have to take a break and go to news headlines. But thank you so much. We really appreciate it, as I'm sure everybody out there does too.
Well, I hope everybody who heard this program, who said, I'm not sure, now they know ACDP is the way to go. Thank you very much for having me today.